listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
AMC, instead of reopening this month, the theater chain, they are waiting till at least mid-August.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be better by then.
There's still arbitrary dates.
They are.
I still don't get the arbitrary dates. I drove
Tenet
past,
and Mulan have here. Been delayed indefinitely.
I drove past a restaurant yesterday, a new place opening in a strip mall near my house. Said, opening August 10th. I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Why okay. That day? I mean, all right, good luck.
See you in March.
You can go to the drive-in theater, though, and see this man in concert.
Hot Summer Nights Tour 2020, Monday, August 10th. He's at the Starlight Drive-In in Wichita.
All of our Wichita listeners, T95. Yeah. Bert Kreischer is at the Starlight Drive-In Theater. Bert, how many drive-ins have you done?
I've done six, and I have another 12 planned. They are so much fun, you have no idea.
I saw you release some video the first couple you did, and the crowd looks crazy. Are they staying by their cars?
Yeah, everyone stays by your car. You can stay in your car. I mean, I don't know the rules about like how the CDC is in what states, but like people stay in their cars, but mostly people just tailgate around their cars and kind of you get like space around your car. You stay socially distant, and like, dude, they're setting up couches, inflatable mattresses. People are filling up their truck beds with water and making jacuzzis. It was awesome, dude. Doors open at like 7, right?
Right.
So everyone comes in. They're smoking meat. They're playing cornhole. It is so amazing. I've been looking for this in my career.
It looked like a Jimmy Buffett thing.
Yeah.
Basically, it's what it looks like. I saw it. Yeah.
Do they make food and beverage that available, or do you bring your own?
No, you can. They have concession stands. Where we were at, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have set up a system where you can order it on your phone, mm-hmm. and they just bring it to you.
Got it.
But, and by the way, the food at these drive-ins mm-hmm. is so awesome. It's like stadium food. I've been murdering hot dogs at these things like I'm Kobayashi.
Have you seen any instances of, people trying to get over and save $7? They stuff their buddy in the trunk.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Like we did back in the drive-in days.
We did. I haven't seen that at all.
They won't let you see that, but I guarantee they're doing that.
It's happening.
So they put a stage.
They
put a stage up.
I think they charge by the car.
Okay, they put a big stage up right by the screen. Then.
Oh, it's awesome! And so it's not very a cost effective way to make money. I'll tell you that right now. We travel with like three tour buses.
Right.
It's me and my group in one. And then we have, and by the way, everyone's zero contact. So, like, no one's hanging out. It's us and our tour bus. We all hang out. Then another one that's the crew. They do sound. They do audio. They put the stage together. And then we have a semi that brings our stage with us. So the stage goes up in front of the screen. And it's like a 90-foot by 90-foot screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shoot a three-camera show of the show you're doing. So you can see me from your car. But it's like doing an arena. You see me from your car, but you can also see it up on the screen.
Oh, well, that's very cool. Because obviously, like you mentioned, the cost effective. You're concerned about the audience, and you want them, because you're probably not making as much as you could be just going out by yourself and standing in front of people. So good for you, Bert. That's cool, man. That's cool you're doing that.
Yeah, it's funny. Someone told me the breakdown of the money, and they were like, it's got to suck that you don't get to keep it. This sounds crazy, but like every single person that works for us that mm-hmm. goes out on these tours
right.
has been so appreciative that they're getting to go back to work that you start realizing that you don't need to be the person making all the money. As long as everyone's making money and you're keeping everyone afloat, that is like, that's as rewarding a feeling as buying a new Panorama Porsche or whatever.
I'm sure it is, man. That's very nice. Like you said, I mean, the old story was Springsteen has always bought way, I mean, granted he's rich, but he travels with a lot more people than he needs to because he just wants a big band, a lot of people working. So that's a good idea. So, I mean, you're in Wichita on Monday the 10th and then Tuesday, August 11th in Independence, Missouri. Have you been doing this all across the country?
Yeah, we did it. We took the tour bus because we want to stay safe. We get in the tour bus in L.A. Mm-hmm. We drive across the country straight, and then we work our way back through. And so it's been awesome. It's been really crazy, too, to see, like, how different – places have been handling the pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
Some not at all.
I know.
Some are raw dogging it like Ron Jeremy, and some are not.
Where did you feel most comfortable and where did you feel most uncomfortable?
Des Moines, Iowa is where I felt the most comfortable.
Okay.
Alabama. It's so funny because I got to Alabama and they everyone was wearing masks and they were all being socially distant in the showroom and in like outside. And I was like, Alabama, I did not expect this of you. Like,
were you the ones that I thought. Were you in Birmingham?
Yeah, I was in Birmingham. I was like,
okay, well, bigger
I
city.
Would never yeah. have thought this. But then you go to like Arizona is. Right. I mean, legit 1980s porn star trying to get it.
The gift.
They're trying. That's nasty. Yeah. So are you, so you're not doing any meet and greets. You're probably pretty much getting on stage and getting off, right, to protect yourself.
No. So what we do is we, as after the show, I get in a golf cart, and as people are in traffic trying to leave,
yeah.
I drive through the lines of traffic and thank everyone from their car from a golf cart, and it. Is so much fun.
Oh, that's
it's so
cool.
much better than like a regular meet and greet where you got to take pictures of everyone.
Yeah.
You just literally drive through with a on the back of like an oversized golf bag and just drink a double Tito's and soda and say hi. It's awesome.
Double Tito's,
of course. Has the weather cooperated?
Yeah,
because I've seen you in air conditioned showrooms and you're sweating then.
Yeah,
I can't imagine a hot summer night.
No, the weather's been perfect. Oddly enough, we haven't had any. Problems, knock on wood. I'm sure there'll be a tornado when we're in Wichita. I'll be up there with my red shoes, clicking my heels together, going, make this go away. The only problem I had was we were in North Carolina and a bug flew down my throat.
Oh, really?
And you're like, yeah, because you're in the middle of a rock quarry and they're like all the bugs see a spotlight. They're like, ah, cool, let's attack this guy. So that's the only problem I've had.
For tickets and info and other dates around the country, Bert.com.
B-E-R-T.
Got Bert Kreischer with us. Bert. And so that's cool. Like I said, you're getting to practice your craft, and most comedians are not doing that, so they can't do it, actually. So good for you. You know. So
no, it's you know what it is? It's allowing people the opportunity to get back out into the world,
right.
Interact somewhat, and do something. Get out of that kind of static thing we've been in and do it in a safe way, because that's like, for me, I would want to do something like this. And so I looked at it as a consumer and go, like, I would definitely want to be with my family, go do something, go see a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's live comedy is more important now than ever.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
So like Todd's right. I mean, have you been sweating your ass off on a hot summer night with your shirt off?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. I've definitely taken a shower. They hose me off behind the concession stand after the show.
Because we've all seen you inside clubs and theaters where it's kind of cool, but you get your shirt off and you're sweating there, so I can imagine.
I think that's a money-making opportunity, yeah. Though. I would watch. I would pay to watch Bert get hosed down.
Who's on the road with you? Who's your opener? Who you got with you?
I'm taking Dave Williamson.
Okay.
Shane Torres and Jesus Trejo, because I'm progressive, okay? I am progressive. Someone said, you know what's so funny is like, I just don't think about stuff like that, about like trying to hire everyone diverse. I just hired my friends,
mm-hmm.
and we're sitting on the tour bus, and they're like, and my poor tour bus driver is black, and he's like, I got to give it to you, Bert. You really know how to hire a diverse group. You got a bunch of Mexicans, a gay guy, and me. And I'm like, wait, he's gay? Wait, you're black? Wait, what's going on? Like, I'm the minority here?
Yeah. Bert's the minority.
I was like, you're all fired. Get me some white people in here.
Unfortunately, people do say that.
People, you know, it's so crazy. I don't see things that way. Entirely, I just, you know, they're my friends. I never really goes, I need a Mexican friend.
Yeah.
I need a black friend. Yeah. I never look at it that way. I just like them and we hang out. But it is interesting in what's going on in this country to drive across the country
with
all people of color and just be like, shut up. I didn't notice that.
I'm guessing your alcohol intake is pretty huge on a tour like this, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, I was so good. I was good all through quarantine.
I know you were. We talked to you during quarantine. You were trying to stay safe and not drink that much, obviously. But that changed.
Oh, the wheels came off. The wheels came off. Yeah,
yeah. Seems the second
week, we did. We're doing a vlog. We're posting a vlog every week about the tour,
mm-hmm.
and And the very first one is us leaving my house. We haven't even left my house, and I'm slurring my words left and right. In the vlog, I'm just like,
Have you, are you in L.A. right now, or are you on the road?
No, I'm with my family. We're in an RV in Lake Havasu.
Oh, because our producer's wife told us she saw something on Instagram, and you had a skunk come into your camp.
Oh, yeah. And my daughter goes, Dad, don't worry. All we got to do is express its glands the way the vet does our dog. And I go, no, we're not going to express a skunk's glands, Isla.
No.
She was like, no, Dad, I've seen the vet do it. We can do it. I'm like, okay, me and you are going to go willy-nilly on a skunk. I'll grab it. You express its glands. Good luck.
Did it end up peeing there on you or anything?
No, my wife, I made a bet I could hit it with a rock, and my wife wouldn't let me because she was like, by the way, I could have hit it with a rock because I threw the rock, and I was like, if it hits the tree, I'm aiming for the tree. If it hits the tree, it means I could have hit the skunk. And I hit the tree, so I was like, I could have killed a skunk. So now, in a weird way, I feel like I could have provided for my family. I don't know how skunk tastes.
Provided for my family. Are you just on vacation? The kids wanted to leave the house. Is that why you're in an RV in Havasu?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we did it. We did it on the tour bus, and I was like, you know, I know that we could stay safe and zero contact.
Right.
When we go on tour, so I was like, let's just get an RV. Like the kids have been going crazy. I go, let's just get an RV. We'll go to Havasu. We have another family with us, and we'll stay distant. We'll be safe. We'll get on the water, get on a boat. There's nothing better than staying socially distant on a boat. Yeah. No one's getting near you. So we're having a great time. And we're going to the Grand Canyon today. We're driving and then staying at some Indian reservation.
Monday, August 10th, Starlight Drive-In in Wichita. Tuesday, August 11th, Independence, Missouri at the B&B Theaters Twin Drive-In. You got some dates, by the way, indoors next year. Hopefully that happens. Sioux City and Wichita, among those other ones.
Yeah.
The birdie.
I'm gonna do this run. Yeah, I'm gonna do this run, and then I think I'm gonna hang it up for the year, and then wait until they open up theaters again.
The Birdie Burt Tour 2021. When we get back to real life, hopefully rescheduled dates from 2020 will be on there at Burt Kreischer's at Twitter, Burt 3BurtsThere.com for all the tour dates he's doing right now. Burt, we love you, man. Thanks for checking.
I love you guys.
All right.
Thank you so much. Stay safe. I love you guys. Bye.
You too,
see
you bud.
Soon,
man.
See ya.
All right. Burt's great.
Yeah, he is.
I'm guessing some of that crowd is not socially distancing, though.
Yeah. I think it would be more obvious if you're going from car to car.
Right, right.
That sounds like a blast.
I think that if you have the people at your car partying and you trust the people around you, you just say, no, you that car can't come. Don't come near us. We're cool.
Right? Yeah.
We'll wave to you. We're all watching Bert.
Yeah. Well, I love it.
But he's doing it right, though. He's not. They're not putting up a little podium at a theater and giving you a microphone and taking all the cash. If he's got three tour buses.
It's a lot of crew, a lot of equipment.
A lot.
What do you say, three cameras?
Yeah.
Three cameras.
Yeah, three camera shoot.
People could see them on the big screen from back. Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun. I've been tailgating at like football games where I don't really care about the teams or whatever, and it's almost a disappointment when you have to go into the event.
All the time. All
and
the time.
Like, oh, that sucks. I'm having fun out here, but here you could just stay at the tailgate.
That's right. That's a good analogy. You're right, being in a tailgate before, especially college games. You'd rather just stay out there.
Yeah. Know?
Yeah.
Well, you can't get a beer inside.
Can't get a beer inside unless you're a sweet guy.
Well, and it's weird, you know. I've once or twice we've gone and hung out on a friend's back patio deck area, but you have this kind of unspoken agreement, even with strangers. I'm guessing out in the parking lot where you can.
Well, you do, but.
But if you have to speak it, you don't sound like a jerk saying.
No, you don't.
Like no, can
get
you
away
guys,
from me.
We'll talk from this distance, and you all need to back up, and it's you're not being a jerk about it.
Yeah.
People if you're in Wichita, look in this shop. Let me. Save you a little sticker shock.
How much per car?
Well, if there's two in the car, it's $100 plus a $20 tax. Three in the car, $145, $30 tax. Four in the car, oh, this is up to five, I guess, $180, $38 worth of tax.
Well, once again, you want entertainment. He's got three tour buses going out.
Yeah.
It's an expensive road trip.
And you probably saved up your entertainment dollars.
Yeah, it's like you've been spending money going to movies or out to eat.
Or yeah, especially out to eat.
Or concerts.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
Bert's by the way,
case,
he probably couldn't do it any cheaper than that.
No, he's probably not making much.
No, you mentioned that.
And I mean, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, where else are you going to be able to see him eat a bug?
Right. But you're right, they got to hose him off. He sweats inside with his shirt off.
And I don't think he performs in shorts. I've never
I never have either.
He's probably in the jeans, no shirt, and just dripping.
Right. He doesn't perform in shorts, and he doesn't perform in shirt.
He does those videos from his backyard in Speedos. That's what he should do it in.
Oh.
That is a weird line to draw.
Yeah.
You imagine that splashed up on the big drive-in screen?
Burt and Speedos? Yeah.
You'd be seeing somebody six blocks away would see nothing but Burt's crotch on the screen.
I know a lot of our T95 listeners are going to go to the show, so please, on Tuesday, August 11th, get back to us and tell us what that show was like.
It is weird to draw the line with the pants, though. Be like, hey, I won't wear a shirt, but I'm not wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Gotta have pants. I'd be completely, you'd see my nipples.
But not my legs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he's got a dress
code. There are people like that.
Our buddy Black Tony.
Never wore pants. Yeah. We see a picture of him on the beach in Florida.
Yeah.
With just baggy, you
still
know,
wearing pants.
Hammer pants, right.
Still wearing pants.
Yeah, he's always got his baggy jeans.
Yep.
But dudes with skinny legs think Tony has skinny legs.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's why he doesn't wear shorts. Oh, yeah, he says that, yeah.
He got bird legs.
It was on this date in 1693. You may remember where you were when champagne was invented by?
Billy Champagne.
No.
What year?
1693.
Marquis.
No.
Something.
You know the name.
Marco Polo.
Napoleon.
Brute.
You're close. You're getting closer.
Dom Perignon.
Yes.
Oh.
The inventor of champagne.
Never knew that.
He actually invented it. I never knew that. Total gas.
And when did they start putting it in kegs at cheap bars?
I'll tell you what, the dog.
That's the way I usually invent.
1693 and a half.
Yeah.
Right, pretty quick.
That would be the André Cold Duck.
Cold Duck.
Whatever comes out of the tap.
I hate champagne.
I don't really care for it either.
I hate it.
Never have.
I just stick.
Okay, I can't answer that question because I've never had the good stuff.
Oh, no.
True.
I've had sparkling wine or things that call themselves that.
I haven't had the Dom. I've had a glass of Dom. It is smoother.
It's drier and it's not as sweet.
No, right.
All right.
I like the Spumante.
Yep.
But you could just have like a glass of that. I'm not like drinking a bunch of champagne.
No, I'll drink it.
I flash back to, I don't know how old I was, but 21 probably.
Did you blow chunks on that?
In a bar.
Yeah.
You know, where it's free champagne on New Year's Eve.
Right.
And I was just swilling it for however
it's
long.
It's a bad hangover.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
I don't think you can really call that actual champagne.
Oh, no, whatever that. You know, the bar isn't going to give away good champagne.
No. That's sparkling wine.
They were giving away crap.
But they call it champagne.
It's a bad drunk.
Like, no. Yeah, I ended up tackling a pitcher of champagne on my own one night.
And, it tackled you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, it tackles back.
The good champagne does not come in a pitcher.
Thank you.
Is that the homie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I brought the pitcher back to the table. Hey, everybody, what? And nobody jumped in. It's like, well, not letting this go to waste, because that was all of $9, and I am not wasting $9. So I drank the whole thing by myself, and then hated myself the next day.
You had to.
Well, it had to have been a horrible variety.
It was a vicious hangover.
And a bad hangover.
Vicious hangover. And all I had to eat was free popcorn and peanuts.
I've ruined some mornings by having like one too many mimosas and like Mother's Day or Easter.
Yeah, I like mimosas. I do, but you're right. You can't have too many.
No. 3 p.m. hangover?
You're ripped at 11 in the morning.
Yeah, and you've had too much orange juice, and it's all just.
Yeah.
Then I've ruined Easter again.
Well, somebody was going to do it. It might as well be you.
I used to have this thing back in the day with a lady, she'd show up my apartment with mimosas.
You didn't come here to drink, did you?
No, it was early in the morning, and neither one of us were supposed to be with each other, so it was one of those deals. So I remember those as good times.
Yeah.
Because usually they involved mimosas and sex.
Nice breakfast drink.
Right.
Yeah. And infidelity.
Shut up.
In the morning.
I was not married.
Still infidelity.
Yeah, you're still participating.
I think she was. She might have been engaged.
Did she call you uncle?
No, we were similar, maybe about 3 years. So
she didn't call you Mike No Pockets.
Well, I didn't have pants on.
It was Mike no pants at that point.
I didn't have pants on.
Or Mikey Dump.
When you know what the knock at the door is, there's no need to put the pants on to go walk to the door.
Bush knows that.
Yes, he does. And thank you for knowing that, by the way.
He's conditioned.
So I have fond memories of mimosas.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.